This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're talking to musicians about technology, how it's changing their writing, performing, even how they define their art form. Our series is called Playing with Machines. It would be hard to talk about music and tech without talking to Dan Deacon. The Baltimore-based musician has developed a reputation for infectious live performances that include all kinds of technology. We spoke to Dan as he was prepping for a recent show in New York. Composer and musician Dan Deacon, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the first non-acoustic instrument you really started playing with.
It would be a compact computer. There was a piece of software on the computer called MIDISoft, sort of like Microsoft Paint, but for music. So instead of like a blank box, it was just a blank staff, and you could click notes on it and had a little toolbar like that. So it became like my instrument in a lot of ways, the way that I could express myself.
You know, from the outsider's perspective, you on stage, you're sort of like bouncing around, you're interacting with the audience, you're pushing buttons. Can you tell me what you're doing at a Dan Deacon concert, really?
The bulk of my live performance is vocal effects processing. I'm running my voice through a series of pitch shifters and modulators. And then the bulk of like the band is the computer.
I get the sense that that's different from performing with a group of humans on acoustic instruments.
I don't know. I think about human and technology interactions constantly, and how like the computer is like the most virtuosic performer I've ever played with, but also like the biggest jerk in the world.
Why the biggest jerk?
Because they're very like, it's too hot. I don't know. Stage is a little bouncy. I'm gonna stop.
So tell me a little bit about this app that you've made and how it works.
Well, the app is called Wham City Lights, and it synchronizes all of the smartphones in a room so that a performer can utilize them as a synchronized sound show or lighting environment. If there are 1,000 people in the room, there's a good chance there's 500 super sophisticated, wirelessly controlled speaker equipment, lighting equipment, and camera equipment. And if you can utilize all of that, you can create really insane pieces.
Do you ever dream about what the future of composition and how that might work and what it might look like?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, that's why I started this business. Because I feel like that. I just feel like the last 100 years saw, like, such an insane change in music. It's almost impossible to think about the next 100 years having any less. Like, there was a time before music, and there was a time before opera, and there was a time before what we're about to enter into, and that time is now.
The future is in the future, and now is now. Dan Deacon, musician, composer, crazy man with machines. Dan, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Yesterday, we suggested you download Dan Deacon's app so that we could do something cool with you. Well, it's time. Open up the app and hit the button that says, I'm at a show. Now, hold your phone close to your speakers, and we're going to play a little tone for a few seconds. Now, we're going to play some Dan Deacon music, and your phone should do some interesting things. If you didn't download the app, well, it's not too late. You can download it and then listen to the podcast version of this show online, and it'll still work. More at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.